The Adventures of Dr. Dolittle.
Everybody in the small town of Puddleby on the Marsh knows John Dolittle. When he walks down the street in his high hat, people say,
"Look, there's the doctor. He's a very clever man."
He lives in a house on the edge of the town with his sister Sarah.
The doctor loves animals. His house is full of animals. They are everywhere, on the chairs and on the sofa, in the cupboard and in the drawers. There are even white mice inside a piano.
Sarah works very hard, but the house is never tidy.
Dr. Dolittle is a very good doctor, and many people from the town come to the house to see him. One day, an old lady knocks on the door. She has a bad pain in her back.
"Please wait in the sitting room," says Sarah. "The doctor is busy at the moment."
The old lady sits down on the sofa.
"Ouch!" she cries and jumps up quickly. "What's that?"
"A hedgehog," she says, "on the sofa."
She's very angry. She leaves the house and she never comes back.
"A doctor's house is for people, John," Sarah says, "not animals."
"But I prefer animals," replies the doctor.
"Don't be silly," Sarah says, and she walks out of the room.
One day, a butcher comes and says to Dr. Dolittle, "Why don't you become an animal doctor? You know a lot about animals, more than all the animal doctors in the town."
"There are already many animal doctors in the town," replies the doctor.
"Yes, there are," says Polynesia, Dr. Dolittle's parrot. "But they aren't good animal doctors. Listen, doctor, I want to tell you something. Do you know that animals can talk?"
Dr. Dolittle gets very excited. He knows that parrots can talk, and you won't believe it.
But with his parrot's help, Dr. Dolittle learns to speak the languages of all of his pets.
The next time Dr. Dolittle sees the butcher, he tells him, "I'm not a people's doctor anymore. I'm an animal doctor now."
Dr. Dolittle is a kind-hearted man. If a sick animal wants to stay at his house, Dr. Dolittle never sends it away.
One day, a crocodile from a circus comes into Dr. Dolittle's garden. The crocodile had a bad toothache, so the doctor takes him into his house and makes him better. When the crocodile sees all the happy animals there, he wants to stay. Of course, the doctor says yes.
But his sister Sarah doesn't like the crocodile. "I don't want him in the house. He eats the carpet and he's dangerous. You must send the crocodile away."
"I can't. He comes from Africa and I don't have enough money to send him there."
"Well, I don't want to live with a crocodile," says Sarah, and she packs her bags and goes away.
The old ladies and the farmers are afraid of the crocodile too. They stop bringing their sick animals. Soon the doctor is very poor, and it isn't easy to live without money.
"Money is a nuisance," says the doctor sadly.